Amen.
Amen.
This evening, our topic is truly saved.
那我们今天晚上的题目啊，就是真的得救了。
We have different messages for different people whom we invite to church.
那我们针对啊来教会各式各样的人呢，有准备了各式各样的题目。
The first evening, a real savior for a real world is meant more for non-Christians.
那第一天啊，布道大会晚上的题目啊，这个真是这个世界的真正的救主是主要他们的对象是给这个世界上不相信主耶稣的人。
And for the last two evenings, it's for anybody, including people who are already Christians.
那之前的两晚呢，我们所提的这个题目呢，主要是针对这个任何相信啊耶稣或者他们已经是基督徒的人。
No, anybody, including those who are Christians. Whether you are Christians or you are non-Christians.
那是指给所有的人，不管你是不是基督徒。
Yeah, because we need to pursue a knowledge of God even after we become Christians.
因为就算我们啊成为一个基督徒以后，我们还是要继续来追求这个神的道理。
This evening, there may be some people who have not known the Lord Jesus.
那今天晚上也许有些人你们啊并不知道主耶稣是谁。
But the message is especially useful for those of us who are already Christians.
那今天晚上所要传讲信息呢，对，主要是针对这些已经啊认识耶稣的人。
Because the True Jesus Church does have a message for you.
因为真耶稣教会我们有给你这样的一个信息。
Remember,Two nights ago, I posed a question. If you were around,
那记得啊，两晚之前，如果你在这边的话，我当时问了一个问题。
When God instructed Noah to build the ark,
那当时这个挪神指示挪亚要建造这个方舟。
He gave Noah specific instructions.
那当时呢，这个神有给挪亚很清楚的指示，怎样来建这个方舟。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们请翻开这个创世纪。
Genesis,
创世纪
chapter 6,
创世纪第六章。
Verse 14.
第六章十四节。
Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And after this, God gave the dimensions for the ark.
那在这一节之后呢，神啊述说这个方舟的尺寸大概是多少。
But after the ark was built according to God-given dimensions.
那当这个挪亚照着神所指示这个尺寸造了方舟之后
，He had to cover the ark with pitch both inside and outside.
那他必须要在这个船的外面跟里面呢涂上这个松香。
And this is for the sake of waterproofing.
那这样做的原因主要是要让这个方舟它可以防水。
Because waters come from the sky and waters come from the great deep.
那我们知道说这个雨呢会从天上下来，然后在这个深海之处呢还也是会有水的。
There was something like a global tsunami.
那当时将要发生的就像全球性的海啸一样。
So the ark would have to be sometimes submerged in water.
所以这个方舟呢有些时候可能必须要潜水。
So you need to have proper waterproofing.
所以呢，这个方舟必须要有这个防水的功能。
But, and then in verse 22,
然后这边22节提到
，Noah did according to all that God commanded him.
然后这边提到说，挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
But can Noah waterproof the ark both inside and outside totally?
可是挪亚真的有办法完全的把这个方舟外面跟里面都涂上松香来防水吗？
After waterproofing the ark, outside,
然后在这个做了这个防水方舟的外面做这个防水措施之后，他要进来。
Through the door or through the window, up to him.
那看他是要从窗户进来还是要从门进来呢？
But after he's come in,
可是他进来之后呢
？While he could completely waterproof the inside of the ark, but what about the outside of the door?
那他在把这个方舟里面做完防水措施之后，那这个门的外面怎么办呢
？He could waterproof the gap of the door from the inside, but not the outside. Definitely not.
那他可以在这个门后面做这个防水，那这个门的在里面做防水，但是外面呢，那可能没办法。
How and the weakest point of the ark would be the door.
那我们知道说，这个门呢是这整个方舟最脆弱的位置。
Because that's where you have the gap for the door to swing open and close.
因为在那个地方，它有一个所谓的缝隙，因为你要开开关关，它必须有个缝隙才有办法活动。
So you have to waterproof that very carefully.
所以你在做这个防水措施，在这个部分的时候要特别的小心。
If other parts of the ark could be waterproof, both inside and outside, all the more the door must be waterproofed inside and outside.
我们知道这个方舟啊，其他的部分都必须内外有防水，那这个门更是如此。
Did you think about this question?
你曾经想过这样的问题吗
？How was the ark going to withstand the global tsunami?
你有想过说这个方舟怎样来承受这个全球性的海啸所带来的冲击
？The word of God is inerrant. The word of God cannot be wrong.
那可是我们知道说神的话呢，它不会出错的。
And therefore, the word of God does give us an answer.
所以这边神的话语也记载了这样的一个答案。
Noah went into the ark.
这个挪亚呢啊进了方舟。
But although he could close the door, he wasn't the one to close the door.
那我们常常会觉得说，挪亚他可以把门关起来，可是这边记载他不是关上门的那个人。
Look at chapter 7 verse 16.
我们来看第七章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. It was God who shut the door of the ark.
那这里十六节提到说，主就把他关在方舟里面，是主把他关在方舟里面。
This was a necessary action.
这个是一个非常必要的一个动作。
If Noah was the one who shut the door,
如果挪亚是关上门的那个人
，he wouldn't be able to waterproof it.
他可能没有办法在那个时候做防水的措施。
But it was God who shut the door.
可是我们知道，根据这篇记载，是神把这个门关上的。
Then we don't need to ask whether God put pitch on the door or not.
那我们接下来就不需要问说，神他到底有没有在门上面涂上松香
？Noah could do everything that God instructed, except the very last thing.
那挪亚照着神的指示做了一切的事情，就出了这件事情。
The finishing touch must be from God's divine hand.
那最后这个临门一脚呢，必须要由神他来完成。
Just like our garment of salvation,
就像我们这个得救的这个衣裳
，there is not a single defect, there is not a single hole.
而不可以有任何的瑕疵，甚至连一个洞都不可以有。
I remember talking about Charles Spurgeon, a famous evangelist.Charles Spurgeon. I remember talking about Charles Spurgeon.
那我记得我提过这个 Charles Spurgeon.
He said, "The government of salvation, not a single stitch should be contributed by us."
然后他说这个得救福音呢，并不是由我们啊。
The government of salvation.
这个救恩的这个衣裳呢，并不是由我们提供了任何甚至一点小小的部分都不是。
We know this cannot be true.
那我们知道说这个应该不是这样子。
Noah was saved.
这个挪亚呢，他在这地方得到拯救。
In the very ark that he made.
他是在他自己做的这个方舟里面，他得救了。
And this is used to explain our baptism today.
那这天挪亚所做的这件事情呢，可以用来解释我们今天的洗礼。
This is used to explain our salvation.
这是用来解释这个救恩的奥秘的。
The point is not whether Noah had to do anything.
这边最重要的重点不是说挪亚他到底需不需要做一些事情。
The point is God must be the one to put the final touch.
那这个事件告诉我们，最重要的重点就是神必须在这个最后的关键上来补上这一笔。
So over the past few days, friends, we have discussed.That God asks us to submit to Him in baptism.
那这几天的这个我们正道的内容，我们提到说我们要顺从他，要来接受这个洗礼。
We even said that we must be baptized by immersion.
那我们也提到说要受这个洗礼呢，是要全身入浸的。
We also said that we must bow our heads just like Jesus bowed His head on the cross.
那我们在受洗的时候，我们要像耶稣在被钉十字架上一样低着头。
Because we must unite with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为我们要跟耶稣的死还有复活要有所联合。
That is how he saved us.
这个就是他如何的来拯救我们。
This is exactly like Noah. Noah had to do exactly what God instructed him.
就像这边提到的，挪亚必须照着神所指示的来这样做。
The wood must be gopher wood. The dimensions must be 50, 30, 20.
然后，如果这个
no, 20.
这个方舟呢，必须用香檀木，然后它的尺寸也一定要照，它长宽高都要照神的尺寸来这样做。
It、must be exact.
必须要一模一样。
Otherwise, that ark would sink.
要不然这个方舟它就会沉。
Or capsize.
或是被弄翻了。
Likewise.
那同样的。
We must be baptized according to the instruction of the Bible.
我们也必须照着圣经给我们的指示来执行这个洗礼。
But that doesn't mean we will be saved, definitely.
可是就算这样做的话，也不能保证我们一定会得救。
Unless God acts.
除非神他有动工。
If Noah's neighbor.
如果我们想想看，如果挪亚他的邻居。
If he doesn't like Noah.
那他喜欢挪亚。
Even though he's convinced that there will be a great flood.
就算说他这个邻居呢，他真的认为说有一天这个洪水会来。
But he doesn't want to join Noah in his ark.
可是因为他不喜欢 Noah， 他不想进这个挪亚的方舟。
So he imitates everything Noah did.
所以他就仿制这个挪亚所做的一切。
His ark wouldn't make it in the great through the great flood.
那我们知道说这个邻居他所做的这个方舟呢，绝对不可能在这个。大洪水的时候呢，可以生存下来。
Because he wouldn't be able to waterproof it.
因为他没有办法在这个最后一道措施上做这个防水的工作。
So friends, our salvation totally comes from God.
所以我们必须了解到说，这个救恩是从神来的。
Because the dimensions were given by God.
因为我们知道这个救恩尺寸呢是神给的。
The design of the ark came from God.
这个设计也是神做的。
So it doesn't mean that.Salvation is our own work. It doesn't mean that.
所以这就让我们知道说，这个救恩呢，并不是我们自己可以做成的。
It is God.
绝对是神做的。
Likewise, our garment of salvation.
就像我们救恩的衣裳一样。
Comes from God.
它是从神来的。
But man must obey the instruction of God.
所以人必须遵从神所给我们的指示。
Then the rest comes from God.
然后接下来神他会处理。
Otherwise, water baptism is just water.
要不然所谓的洗礼只是浸在一滩水里面而已。
The true Jesus Church has five basic doctrines that we deem to be important.
那真耶稣教会他们认为有五个大的教义，我们认为相当的重要。
And this differentiates us from other churches.
那这个就让我们跟其他的教会产生了稍微的差别。
These five basic doctrines.Are just like the garment of salvation.
这个五大教义就像这个得救的衣裳一样。
Just like the ark.
就像这个方舟一样。
There's no gap, there's no hole, totally waterproof.
他说这个方舟呢，它没有任何的缝隙，它是完全防水的。
Just like our five basic doctrines.
这个就是我们的五大教义。
Every detail is taken care of.
那每个细节呢，我们都会谈到。
First we talk about, no, every detail is taken care of. 神有照顾到每一个得救的细节啦。First we talk about baptism.
那我们第一个提到的就是洗礼。
Baptism is entry.
这个洗礼呢，它是一个进入的这个动作。
Pastor Chen in his opening prayer said.
那这个侯传道在一开始的这个祷告的时候有提到。
Says God, you have opened for us a door.
那神为我们开启了一扇门。
You have shown us the way.
那他也指示了这条道路。
May we walk till the end point.
那希望我们可以走到这条路的底端。
Our five basic doctrines is exactly that.
这个就是五大教义。
The first is the door.
那一开始，五大教义的开始就是这个门。
Baptism.
这个门就是洗礼。
Because Romans 6 says.
因为罗马书第六章这边提到。
When we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ.
那我们受洗的时候，我们就受洗归入主了。
Baptism is the door.
那这个洗礼呢，就是这个门。
A door.Looks very simple, very, very thin door.
那这个门呢也很简单，它是一个非常窄的门。
It's a very thin. A door is always thin. I mean, how you don't have thick doors like that. You know, a door is a door.
那我们知道，当看一个门的时候，它的厚度它不会很厚的。
Yeah. But a door has two sides.
可是我们知道说，这个门呢，把 区隔了两个两个空间
，inside and outside。
所以有一个门的话，我们就知道有外面有里面。
And it makes a lot of difference whether you're inside or outside。
那在外门的外面跟在门的里面呢，是有很大的差别的。
It's very close, but it makes a lot of difference whether inside or outside。
虽然说表面上从旁边看起来它好像很接近，可是实际上是有很大的不一样。
We must enter into the door。
我们必须进入这个门。
We must be in Christ。
我们必须在这个基督里面。
And we have already discussed at great length. Baptism puts us into Christ。
那我们之前已经提到了，这个洗礼呢，会让我们归入这个主耶稣。
Because we are joined with him in his death。
因为我们在他的死上面已经有所联合。
And therefore we will join with him in his resurrection。
那在他复活的时候，我们也会跟他一同复活。
Let's look at Ephesians。
我们请翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2。
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12。
以弗所书第二章十二节。
That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You know how the people, the Jews in those days defined Gentiles?
你们知道以前犹太人他们怎样来定义这个局外人或是这个外邦人是什么
？A Gentile is someone, although he lives in the world, he lives without God, without hope.
那这边有提到说他是局外人，活在世上没有指望，没有神。
If a person lives in the world and he does not have God, he does not have hope, then why does he live for?
那如果一个人活在世上没有指望，没有神的话，那他干嘛活着呢
？Everyone.Has a hope.
因为我们知道，其实每个人都一定有所谓的这个指望。
We always look forward to a better day.
那我们总是希望说明天会更好。
There's always something to look forward to.
那我们也觉得说有些东西是值得我们来有所盼望。
But in a very real sense, if we are without God in the world,
可是如果我们仔细想的话，如果真的在这世界上没有神的话
，We really have no hope.
我们其实是真的没有指望的。
Because we all know.From the very first day of the evangelistic meeting, we said everyone dies.
因为我们知道，从第一天这个布道会开始，我们就知道说有一天我们会死。
So life is a hopeless end.
所以我们知道说这个生命呢，其实它这个结局呢是非常无力的，
没有指望的。
它是没有指望的。
Hopeless end.
它是一个没有希望的一个结束。
But if we have God,
可是如果我们有神的话
，our life is an endless hope.
那我们的生命就会有永无止境的盼望。
People without Christ are pitiful.
那没有神的人呢？他们其实是很可怜的。
People are outside Christ are pitiful.
因为他们在这个基督之外呢，是非常可怜的。
Outside the door.
因为他们在这个门的外面。
So baptism puts us into Christ.
所以透过洗礼，让我们进到这个门里面来。
For those of us who are Christians.
所以这个对这个基督徒来说。
You will understand that Christ is our rock.
你会了解说基督是我们的磐石。
Perhaps you would also be familiar with a hymn that says, "Rock of ages, cleft for me."
那你可能会了解这个有一首诗里面所提到的这个内容。
万古灵磐为我开。
这个万古灵磐为我开。
What does this mean?
那它指的意思是什么
？The rock that Moses struck.
指的就是当时摩西这个击打的这个磐石。
Water and blood flowed out from Christ's side.
那后来耶稣他从他肋旁流出这个这个宝血。
See the resemblance.
你有看到他们之间的关联性？还有。
And the hymn says, "Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee."
他说：“万古磐石为我开，让我。”藏在这个主耶稣基督里面，
主心怀
主心怀。
Jesus' side was pierced for us。
我们知道说，耶稣的肋旁为了我们，他被这个枪扎了。
Blood and water gushed。
然后这个血和水流了出来。
Just like the rock was struck heavily by Moses。
就像这个石头被摩西重重的击打下去一样。
Water flowed out。
这个水流了出来。
That's the mystery of Christ hidden in the Old Testament。
这个就是神在旧约所隐藏的一个奥秘。
And the cleft, he says here, "Let me hide myself in you."
然后这边后来提到说，让我藏在你的心怀。
Moses hid in the cleft of the rock.
这个摩西呢，就藏在这个磐石这里，
那个缝里面，
这个缝里面。OK.
When we are baptized,
所以我们受洗的时候
，Not only does the blood that flow from Jesus' side wash us clean from all sins.
所以不只是这个从耶稣肋旁流出来的这个水和血，洗净我们罪。
Jesus also embraced us.
那耶稣他也怀抱我们
，into his bosom，
然后把我们抱到他的胸前来。
It's like we hiding in the cleft of the rock，
就像我们藏在这个磐石这个缝里面一样。
And we are safe from all danger。
那我们从此之后就安全了，我们不会遇到任何危险。
Enter into Christ。
这个就是我们怎样来进入这个主耶稣。
Through baptism, we go into his bosom。
就是借着这个洗礼，我们可以啊进入他的怀抱。
Protected forever。
然后呢，永远受到神的保护。
Let's read John 19。
我们来看约翰福音。
19。
19章。
The other day we read verse 30.
那我们之前呢有读过十三节。
We said that Jesus bowing his head gave up his spirit.
那我们提到说啊，他就低下头，然后把灵魂交给主。
To show that he was willing to die for us.
这边有提到说他是愿意的来为我们死。
And to show that he had the power to lay down his life and he had the power to take it back.
那也让我们知道说他有这个权柄可以把他生命给出去，也可以夺回来。
And we follow his example to bow our heads in baptism.
所以当我们在洗礼的时候，我们效法主耶稣的例子，我们低下头。
To surrender ourselves to God.
那我们把我们自己交出来，交托给神。
This evening I'd like to introduce you to another glorious fact.
那今天晚上我要跟各位提起另外一个荣耀的事实。
Look at verse 34.
我们来看三十四节。
At that time, Jesus had already died.
那个时候耶稣他已经死了。
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with the spear.
可是当时呢有一个兵拿着枪扎了他的肋旁。
Verse 34. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. This was a very spectacular thing.
那这边有提到说，随即有血和水流出来，这个非常不可思议的。
Why was it spectacular?
为什么不可思议呢
？Look at the description of John.
我们如果看这个约翰福音里面所做的描述
，Look at verse 35.
我们看三十五节。
And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he's telling the truth, so that you may believe. Look at the excitement that came from the writer of John.
我们看这个三十五节，这边提到说。看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。我们看得出来，这个作者相当的兴奋。
These few nights we've always been talking about true, 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 true and true。
那我们这几个晚上一直提到真实的、实在的、千真万确的。
One of the motivations also comes from this verse。
那这一个就是我们要宣扬这个真实性的这个原因之一。
This verse is one of the motivation. One of the motivation.
这个经节呢，就让我想要这样解释这个动机。
He said, "I tell you it's true. I'm telling you it's true. What I'm telling you is true, so that you believe me."
他说啊，你们他的见证是真的，他也知道自己所说的是真的，所以叫你们可以信。
Why was he so excited?
为什么当时这个作者这么高兴呢
？Because when he saw that,
因为他看到这个时候
he saw a prophecy that was given hundreds of years ago fulfilled before his eyes.
因为他看到这个百年之前所做出的这个预言在他的眼前啊实现了。
What prophecy is that?
那这个预言是什么呢
？Verse 37.
三十七节。
And again, another scripture says, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." This prophecy was given about 400 years before that. Before.
那三十七节这边提到，这个预言其实是在四百多年前所出来的。
They shall look on him whom they pierced.
他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
This is taken from the prophet Zechariah.
这个是
Zechariah.
这个是这个撒迦利亚先知所做的预言。
Let's look at Zechariah.
我们看撒迦利亚。
Zechariah chapter 12.
撒迦利亚书十二章。
Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10.
第十节。
And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son and grieve for him as one who grieves for a firstborn. Zechariah was speaking here, but he was not speaking of himself.
我们知道撒加利亚先知在这个地方他做出了一个预言，可是他不是自己在讲自己的话。
It was God who was speaking through him.
是神透过他把这个预言说出来。
And God says, they shall look on me whom they pierce.
然后他们说他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的。
How could God be pierced?
我们知道神怎么可能被人扎呢？
When Zechariah spoke these words,
所以当撒加利亚先知这样说的时候
He wouldn't know what it all meant.
他并不知道他所讲的是什么意思。
It was the Spirit of Christ speaking.
因为当时所说出这段话的是这个是基督的灵。
Peter says,
那彼得也说
Peter is the one who said that the Spirit that spoke through the prophets is the Spirit of Christ.
那彼得也这样解释说这个借由这个灵所说预言的这个灵呢是基督的灵。
Yes.So here God says,
所以神说
they will pierce me and will look on me.
所以他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的。
The Jews when they read this,
所以当犹太人看到这个的时候
even today,
那甚至今天
they wouldn't understand.
他们大概也不会了解。
But when John saw Jesus' side pierced and blood and water gushing out,
可是当约翰看到这个耶稣的肋旁被扎流出水和血之后
the Holy Spirit opened his eyes and immediately it all clicked.
那圣灵感动他，他马上就知道了。
Oh, this is how God is going to be pierced.
这个就是神要被扎的。
This is God. This man hanging there on the cross is God.
这个被扎的人被挂在十字架上，他是神。
Why is it that he could conclude like this?
为什么他有办法做出这样的结论呢？
There is another reason.
那其实还有另外一个理由。
If you were to look for move forward from Zechariah 12:10 to just Zechariah 13.
如果你看这个撒加利亚书十二章还有十三章
，Let's look at Zechariah 13 verse 1。
我们看撒加利亚书十三章第一节。
In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David, and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. You see, the language used is the same: house of David, inhabitants of Jerusalem.
那你可以看到说，他们用一样的方式来形容这大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。
In that day, a fountain will be open.
然后说那一日这个泉源会被开。
And this fountain is for the cleansing of sin.
然后这个泉源的作用就是要洗除罪恶。
You go and ask any Jew what can wash away sins.
你如果问一个犹太人说什么东西才可以除罪呢？
He will say blood.
他会说血。
Blood of the lamb, blood of the bulls.
他说羔羊的血或是牛的血。
Nothing can be purified except by blood.
他说你如果要除罪的话，一定要靠血。
But over here, God says, "I will open a fountain to wash away sins."
可是这边却记载说，神会开一个泉源来洗除。
All through the centuries, the Jews, when they read this, they wouldn't understand how can water wash away sins.
所以犹太人就算现在他们读，他们没办法了解说水怎么有办法来除罪呢
？But when the author of John saw Jesus' side pierced and blood and water came out.
可是当这个约翰福音的作者看到这个耶稣被扎肋旁流出水和血
来，
他马上就知道，而且非常的兴奋。
Because he was familiar with the entire prophecy of Zechariah.
因为他对这个撒加利亚书所提到预言相当的清楚。
Zechariah 9 says about Jesus riding on a donkey. Zechariah 9.
这个撒加利亚书第九章提到说，耶稣有一天要骑在这个驴驹上。
He saw, people saw it in Jerusalem.
那后来的耶路撒冷城的人就真的看到这样的事情。
And then chapter 12 verse 10 says his side will be pierced.
然后撒加利亚书十二章又提到说他的肋旁会被枪扎。
And then 13 says a fountain will be opened.
然后十三章提到说这个会有一个泉源开的。
So when the writer of John saw blood and water flowing from Jesus' sides, hey, this is the fountain.
所以这个是为什么约翰福音的作者看到耶稣的肋旁流出血跟水出来，他就马上知道说这个就是那个所提的泉源。
The mystery is fulfilled. It's not just a water fountain. It's a water and blood fountain.
它不是只是一个水的泉源，它是一个水和血的泉源。
When God was pierced, when Jesus was pierced, the fountain was open.
当耶稣被扎的时候，这个泉源就开了。
That is the fountain of blood that washes away sins.
这个就是血的泉源，要来除去我们的罪。
Today we all understand this.
那今天我们都了解了。
There's even a hymn that says,
那也有一首诗这样子。
There is a fountain filled with blood,
有一个
which flowed from Emmanuel's veins.
有一个
今有一处流血之泉从耶稣身发源。That's this him.
我们知道这个就是他。
This is how the Bible connects the prophecy to the fulfillment.
所以我们看得出来说，这个就是圣经怎样从预言到它实现做出一个完整的连结。
Today in the True Jesus Church.
那今天在真耶稣教会。
Not only do we baptize by immersion.
我们不只是要全身受浸。
Not only do we bow our heads conforming to how Jesus voluntarily surrendered his life.
那也不在洗之后，也不只是要低头跟神死的形象要联合。
We also go to living water.
那我们也要去这个活水的地方受洗。
If you remember, I mentioned someone who said more water, less faith, less faith, more faith, less water.
那你可能我之前有听到我这样提说，他说你如果多了信心，信心多的话，用的水就少一点；如果信心少的话，水就用的多一点。
Then the true Jesus Church would have the least faith because we insist we have to go to the fountain. We have to go to the fountain where there is never ending flow of water.
那如果照这样的说法的话，那真耶稣教会可能他的信心是最少的，因为我们总是要去一个水多而且活水的地方。
The pool behind the pulpit is not enough.
那说如果你教会后面有一个水池的话，这样是不够的。
You must go to a place where the source of water never ends.
你必须去一个地方，然后它的水源呢是源源不绝的。
Like the river.
就像河。
Like the sea.
或是海。
It's not because we don't have faith.
这我们这样做的原因并不是因为我们没有信心。
It's because we have faith.
原因正是因为我们有信心。
Because we have faith in Zechariah 12 and 13.
因为我们对撒迦利亚书12章13章所提的事情有信心。
Because we have faith in John 19.
因为我们信心在这个对这个约翰福音9章提到的事情。
We have faith in the beautiful word of God written over so many centuries and yet click like a dovetail.
那我们对耶稣所提的这些事情呢也是有信心的。所以当这些事情都连结像一个完整图画的时候，我们就知道了。
We have faith in God's word.
那我们对神的话有信心。
We have faith in the mystery of the Bible.
那我们对圣经所提到的奥秘有信心。
We have faith in the revelation of that mystery in the gospel. We have faith in the revelation of this mystery.
那我们对这个这个神，我们神对这个奥秘的启示揭开呢，有这个信心。
That is to say, we believe.
所以
in the connection between the Old and the New Testament.
所以我们对这样的旧约跟新约这样的关联性了解之后，我们有这样的信心。
There is a God who inspires the Bible.
绝对是神来启示，然后这个圣经才完
成。So we are very positive that we really have entered the door.
所以我们非常的坚信我们进入了这扇门。
Because we are baptized in Jesus' name.
因为我们是靠耶稣的名来受洗。
In living water.
在活水
with our heads bowed and immersed in that water.
然后我们低下头，然后全身入浸。
That's not all in Zechariah.
那在撒迦利亚书里面不是还不止如此。
Look at chapter 14.
我们看14章
verse 8.
第八节。
And in that day it shall be that living water shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them towards the eastern sea, and half of them towards the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. Because that fountain was open in Jerusalem, but it is not only for the people in Jerusalem.
那我们知道说，虽然这个泉源是在耶路撒冷被打开了，可是它不是只是给耶路撒冷的人而已。
Jesus died in Jerusalem.
我们知道耶稣在耶路撒冷
outside the city gates.
他在这个城外他死了。
But that fountain is for people everywhere.
可是那个泉源是为全世界所有的人开的。
That is why here it says, living water shall flow from Jerusalem.
所以这个是为什么说这里提到。必有活水从耶路撒冷出来。
From that fountain that was open.
然后从这个泉源开出来的活水。
And half of them towards the eastern sea, half towards the western sea. That means it's a global thing.
那一半往东海流，一半往西海，所以我们知道这是全球性的。
And it's for people of all time.
那也是给任何时代的人。
Because it says in summer and winter it shall be.
因为他这边接下来提到说冬夏都是如此。
Year after year.
所以就是年复一年。
It's 2000 years since.
是2000年这些的整个事情。
But wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
Whether you are in the east in China or whether in the west in America.
不管你是在东边的中国或者西边的美国。
As long as you are baptized in Jesus' name,
只要你是受耶稣的名受洗
in living water,
在活水里面
there the fountain of blood will wash away your sins.
那这个泉源所流出来的活血活水呢，就要洗净你的罪。
And then verse 9 says,
那在第九节提到
the Lord shall be king over all the earth.
主必做全地的王。
In that day shall be the Lord is one and His name one.
那日主必为独一无二的。
And His name one.
他的名也是独一无二。
Because when we are baptized,
因为我们靠这个名来受洗
We are baptized into the name of Jesus.
那我们就受洗归入他的名
And so he's king over all the earth.
所以他是全地的王
He's that one name.
他就是他的名也是独一无二的
Next we look at
然后再来
After we have entered the door
在我们进入这个门之后呢
We don't believe in one saved always saved.
那我们不相信说一次
一次得救永远得救
一次得救然后就永远就得救
Because we can fall from grace.We can fall from grace.
因为我们还是有些时候还是会跌倒。
Because if we start to doubt our beliefs,
因为如果在这个信仰过程里我们开始怀疑了
or we depart from the Lord and worship idols,
或是我们离开这个真理去拜偶像
or we commit murder or sexual immorality,
或是我们杀人或是这个犯这个奸淫
All these are dangerous things.
这些都是危险的事情。
The Bible says if we sin willfully after we believe,
这里圣经提到说如果我们信了之后然后再来犯罪
There is no more sacrifice for sins.
那就没有再赎罪的祭
Because Jesus only died once.
因为耶稣他只死一次而已。
But if we sin out of weakness,
可是如果你是因为你的软弱而跌倒的
话
譬如说你软弱所以你撒谎
out of your weakness you don't want to come to church for a month or two
那也许你因为软弱所以你一个月两个月没有来教会
you do things that offend God
或者你做一些事情不小心得罪神
how are you going to be forgiven
那你怎样才可以得到神的原谅呢
if you repent how are you going to be forgiven
那你
if you repent
如果你悔改的话
How do you get rid of your sin?
你是怎样来除你的罪呢
Do you need to be baptized again?
那难道你还要再受一次洗吗
You can't.
那没办法了
Because Jesus only died once.
因为耶稣只死一次。
But how are you going to be forgiven?
所以我们怎样才可以得到原谅呢
First John chapter 1 says,
这个约翰一书第一章提到
As long as you acknowledge your sin,
只要你承认你的罪过
God is faithful and just and he'll forgive us from our sins
神是信实的他会原谅我们的过错
Why is it that our sins can be forgiven without being baptized again?
那为什么我们的罪可以得到赦免而不需要再受一次洗呢
In the Old Testament
在旧约的时候
On the Day of Atonement
在这个赎罪日
The blood of Christ, the blood of the animals is sprinkledon the mercy seat.
我们知道这个牲畜的血呢要被洒在这个施恩宝座上面。
This points to our baptism day.
这个指的就是我们现在受洗的这个时代。
During our baptism,
在我们受洗的时候
according to Hebrews 10,
那根据希伯来书第十章
verse 22,
这个二十二节这边提到
He says, Let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed,With pure water. On the day of our baptism, the blood of Christ is sprinkled upon our hearts. On the day of our baptism,
那这里提到说在受洗的时候
the blood of Christ is sprinkled upon our hearts.
这个神的血呢已经洒在我们的心上
The blood of Christ.
这个是耶稣的血洒在我们心上
On the day of atonement,
然后在赎罪日的时候
the priest, the high priest,
这个大祭司
he does not only bring in blood,
他不是只是把这个血带进去而已
he brings something else,
他还有带另外一个东西
he brings a censer full of incense,
他带着一个这个香炉然后充满了这个香炉
and the Bible stipulates that this incense must be enough to cover the entire mercy seat.
所以圣经有特别记载说这个香炉这个上面的香所制造出来必须要把这个施恩座盖满
God forgives sins based on two things
所以神赦罪是根据两件事情
based on the blood the sprinkled blood
第一个是把这个牲畜的血洒在施恩宝座上面
secondly
再来
intercession of the high priest
就是这个大祭司的代求
it's the same today
那今天也是如此
Today when we are baptized,
今天当我们祷告的受洗的时候
The blood of Christ is sprinkled on our hearts
这个耶稣的血就洒在我们心里
He forgives us for all our past sins.
这个血原谅了我们过去所犯的一切错误。
But if you were to sin again after our baptism,
可是你在受洗之后，若再犯犯错呢
？And you go to him in repentance.
然后你向神悔改。
The blood of Christ is still there on you.
这个耶稣的血还仍旧在你心里。
You don't need to keep on sprinkling.
所以你就不需要再继续的这个撒这个血在你心里。
But the censer, the prayer is always there.
可是这个香炉就是这个祷告。总是在那里。
It has never ceased.
它永远不会停止的。
No lah. It has never ceased. 还没有停止。
啊、oh, ，还没有停止。OK.
It is only sprinkled once.
所以
blood is only sprinkled once.
所以血只洒一次。
So we are only baptized once.
所以我们只受洗一次。
But the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ continues right up to this very day.
可是耶稣啊，这个大祭司的代求呢，会持续不断的下去。
Look at Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Jesus has resurrected and he's at the right hand of God.
我们知道耶稣啊复活升天，然后在神的右边。
And now he is there offering continual intercession.
然后他现在仍然持续不断的为人们来祈求。
The censer is in his hand.
这个香炉在他的手上。
And the fumes, the smoke from the censer is still swirling around the mercy seat.
那这个由香坛所制造出来烟仍然啊还盖着这个施恩宝座。
And on the mercy seat is still his sprinkled blood.
然后在这个施恩宝座上面仍然有这个耶稣所洒的血。
Every time we repent of our sins.
所以每次我们到他面前悔改的时候。
Based on the blood that was sprinkled on our baptism, and based on Jesus' continual intercession, our sins are forgiven.
所以因为耶稣啊，他为我们死所流的这个血，还有耶稣他的代求，所以我们以前跟以后的罪都可以得到。
Continual intercession.
而且神持续不断，耶稣持续不断的代求，可以啊解决这个问题。
And today in the True Jesus Church.
所以今天在真耶稣教会
，There is a sacrament that portrays this.
那有一个圣礼啊，来指明这个事情。
Jesus lives.And could save us to the uttermost. Yeah, in Hebrews it says he is able to save us to the uttermost, save us till the end.
那在希伯来书上提到说，这耶稣可以拯救我们到底。
Look at John 13.
那我们来看约翰福音十三章。
John 13 verse 1.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world and go to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them till the end. What is the meaning of loving till the end?
所以这边提到说爱他们到底的意思是什么？
How does Jesus show his love to us?
那耶稣怎样啊向我们表明他的爱呢？
By dying for us.
就是为我们死。
Romans says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. From this we can see his love.
那在罗马书里面提到说，当我们还是罪人的时候，他就为我们受死。从这个事情上，我们就知道他的爱。
So when Jesus loved us to the end, it means Jesus saved us to the end.
所以这边提到说，爱他们到底，指就是他会拯救我们到底。
And because Jesus promises us that he will save us to the end, he gives us a sacrament.
啊，那因为耶稣他啊，他要拯救我们到底，所以他设立了这样一个圣礼。
No, he promises us.
哦，他答应我们。
To save us to the end.
他应许我们，他要救我们到底。
So he gives us a sacrament.
所以他设立了啊这样一个圣礼。
He got up from his seat. He got up from his seat.
那他从他这个宝座上啊站起来。
Remove his outer garments.
然后他脱去他的外衣。
Girded himself with a towel. Girded himself with a towel.
然后他在这个在用这个毛巾束腰。
Poured water into a basin.
然后去拿这个水盆。
And washed his disciples' feet.
然后帮他的门徒洗脚。
When Peter restrained him.
那当彼得有拒绝他。
Verse 8, Jesus said.
那第八节提到。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
他这里。耶稣回答说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Today, everyone in the True Jesus Church after we have been baptized, we have our feet washed in the name of Jesus.
那今天在真耶稣教会的信徒，当他们受洗以后呢，也要啊洗这洗脚。
After the blood of Christ is sprinkled upon our hearts,
所以在我们洗礼之后，这耶稣的血就洒在我们心上。
Then we receive foot washing.
然后我们接受所谓的洗脚礼。
Because this is Jesus' promise that He will love us to the end.
因为这个耶稣应许我们说他会爱我们到底。
When we have a part with Christ,
所以我们可以与主有份。
Then we have a part with His continual intercession.
然后我们就会在这个神持续不断的这代求里面与他耶稣有份。
Yes, 神不能够替神代求。
Okay.
So Jesus intercede for us continually. He saved us to the end.
所以耶稣持续不断为我们代求，然后要拯救我们到底。
This is how He takes care of our sins after our baptism.
所以这个就是他怎样解决我们受洗之后会犯罪的这个问题。
This is a kind of preservation.
这是一个保全的一个动作。
保守，
保守。
After we enter the door, He preserves us.
所以当我们进入门之后，他保守我们的灵命。
He keeps us clean.
他让我们可以继续的干净。
We sin, He cleans us.
那如果我们不小心犯错了，他会洁净我们。
My dad is looking at it from a very passive, negative way.
那这样看的话，我们觉得说这样好像有点被动，有点消极。
But there is a positive thing that He's doing also.
可是神在积极的层面上面，他也有一些动作
to preserve us,
来保全我们的灵命。
And that is to give us the Holy Spirit.
那就是他给我们这个应许的圣灵。
That is also a way of preserving us.
这个也是用来保全我们灵命的一种方式。
Because when He gives us the Holy Spirit,
因为当他给我们圣灵以后
，Romans chapter 8 tells us,
罗马书第八章
，the entire chapter,
整章。
Says that when the Holy Spirit comes into us,
他说当这圣灵降临到我们身上的时候
He is going to free us from the law of sin and death.
他要让我们从这个死与罪的捆绑上得到释放。那是如何的？
By giving us a strength to overcome sin.
就是这个圣灵会给我们力量来征服这些罪恶。
By giving us the strength to put to death the sinful nature in us.
那这个圣灵会给我们力量来致死我们这属世的情欲。
I mentioned to you about that brother in Xiamen who chopped off his finger.
那我跟你提到说，之前在厦门有弟兄，他砍了他的手指。
And yet he couldn't stop gambling.
可是他还是没有办法停止赌博这样
的行为。But when he received the Holy Spirit,
可是当他受圣灵以后
，he stopped his gambling habit altogether.
他把他所有的恶习一次都改了。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
原因是因为圣灵给他力量。
The Bible says,
那圣经说
，we are saved by the washing of regeneration, but also by the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
他说我们受洗除去罪孽，我们也受到这个圣灵的更新。
The Bible says,
那圣经说
that when we are baptized, we put on Christ.
那我们受洗的时候，我们就把基督穿上。
Then in status, we are God's children.
那所以在身份上来说，我们是基督的儿子。
But our nature,
可是我们的性情呢？
We cannot just kick our habit after our baptism like that.
我们不能继续持守我们以前的这种生活方式或是不好的习惯。
No, we cannot just kick.Cannot just kick off our habit.
我们没办法，就是在一时之间把这些恶习一次都改掉。
Then the Bible says, God sends because you have put on Christ, because in status you are God's children, He sends you the Spirit of His Son.
所以，因为我们有这个神儿子的这个名分，所以他送他儿子的灵来帮助我们。
That's in Galatians 4, verse 6.
是记载在加拉太书第六章二十四节。
Verse 6.
第六节，抱歉。
And after.He gives us the Spirit of His Son.
所以当他把他这个儿子的灵给了我们之后
，The Spirit of His Son is going to mold us so that we will conform to the image of Jesus.
那他这个儿子的灵就会把我们塑造成跟这个神的形象，所以他
不是神的儿子，他儿子
的形象。OK.
Verse 19 says.
那十九节
，Let's read it.
我们来读一下
Galatians 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians 4 verse 19.
19节。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you. When we are baptized, Galatians 3 says, we put on Christ.
那当我们受洗的时候，这个以弗所说我们
Galatians
加拉太书说我们
same book
加拉太书说我们穿上基督。
加拉太书三章。
三章，我们穿戴基督。
When we are baptized,
是在我们受洗的时候。
But when we allow the Holy Spirit to renew us,
那这个圣灵在更新我们的时候
Chapter 4 says
那第四章提到
Christ formed in us
这个基督成形在你们心里
So today in the true Jesus Church we do not just put on Christ in baptism
所以啊、
Today in the true Jesus Church
今天在真耶稣教会里面
We do not just put on Christ in baptism
我们在洗礼之后不只是、穿戴基督
我们不只是在洗礼穿戴基督、But we also receive the Holy Spirit so that Christ is formed in us.
那之后我们还会再受圣灵，所以这个基督可以在我们心里成形。
Put on Christ and Christ form in us.
所以穿戴基督，穿戴基督，然后让基督成形在你们心里。
So on the outside, we have the status of a Christian.
所以在身份上我们是基督徒。
But inside, we have a renewed nature of a Christian.
那在内心里面，内在里面呢，我们有这个基督成形在我们心里。
Then we are not just like, you know, the Chinese have a saying about 猪八戒 when he look at the mirror.
所以就像我们说这个猪八戒在照镜子的时候
，What does it mean?
那他指的意思是什么？
内外不是人。
他说就是内外不是人，里外不是人。
里外不是人。But today when we, well, in English it means.The one outside the mirror is not a human, and the one inside the mirror is not a human.
So,
But today, when you are a Christian,
可是今天你是基督徒
When you look at the spiritual mirror, the Bible,
那你用这个属灵的镜子，就是圣经
Inside is a tells you how a Christian should be, right? Inside tells you. You find the image of a Christian in the Bible.
所以从圣经上面，我们可以看到说怎样才会有一个基督徒的这个品质
Outside this man, this guy here is also a Christian.
在从外面上看起来，我们也是要是一个基督徒。
And inside our heart, we are also a Christian.
那我们心里面也要基督成形在我们里
面。That's why there's a hymn that says, "Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart." Right?
所以这个诗赞美诗里面有提到说，我希望可以成为基督徒。
So these are the three doctrines of the true Jesus Church.
所以这个就是真耶稣教会所提到的三个教义。
Entrance.
这个就是入门。
And then preservation.
灵命的守城
Preservation has two sides.
那我们知道灵命的守城分为两部分
Forgiveness of sins.
一个是除罪
The other one is to make you sin less and less.
然后再来是让你渐渐的犯的罪越来越少
Foot washing is that, okay, Christ will love you to the end, he will wash away your future sins, but the Holy Spirit is that you have less need of forgiveness because you're going to sin less and less.
然后这个洗脚里有提到说这个耶稣会一直为你的代求为你以后会不小心犯下罪代求然后再来这个圣灵帮助你来尽量不要犯罪。
The next two teachings, the doctrines of the true Jesus.
然后再来的两个教义。
The Holy Communion.
一个就是这个圣餐礼。
The Sabbath day.
还有安息日。
What are these for?
那这两个圣礼是要做什么呢
Twofold.
然后还有两个目的
One is to look back
那一个是要回顾
One is to look forward
另外一个是向远处观看
The Holy Communion is not just a memorial feast
那我们知道这个这个圣餐礼呢不只是一个纪念性的
The Sabbath day is not for you to remember God's creation and redemption
那这个安息日也不是只是来记得说神的创造还有他的赦免
Both the Holy Communion and the Sabbath day isBoth looking back and looking forward.
那圣餐礼跟安息日都有同样一个作用，一个就是回顾，然后再来是往接下来的。
When we look back,
所以当我们回顾我们的过去
，and we see how the grace of God is like,
我们可以知道说神的恩典是什么样子。
He will give us a lot of hope for the future.
这样我们就是这样会让给我们未来有更多的指望。
When the Israelites were at the River Jordan.
那当以色列人在这个约旦河的时候
，Moses did the same thing。
那这个摩西呢，也做了一样的事。
The entire Deuteronomy is a flashback。
那整本《生命记》都是在回顾以前。
As well as looking forward into Canaan land。
可是同时呢，也是在向前看。
Looking forward to Jesus。
那往基督这个前面看。
Looking forward to heaven。
他们是在向天天堂来看。
Likewise。
所以一样的。
After we've entered the door,
所以在我们进入这个门之后
，While God preserves us,
那神保守我们的灵命
，God also wants us to look back and to look forward.
那神也要我们回顾，然后向前观看。
Look at Lamentations.
我们来看这耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章
，verse 21 and 22.
然后二十一节和二十二节。
This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Though the Lord's mercies, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Before verse 21.
然后在21节之前呢,
Jeremiah looked back and looked back at the wrong things.
那这个耶利米这个先知他往回头看可是他看错了事情。
And therefore, he was sighing and crying.
所以他才会叹息然后又痛苦的声音。
But verse 21 says,
可是21节这边提到
he looks back at the correct things.
他想起了对的事情。
In his difficulties, he could see the great grace of God.
然后在这个相当困难的环境里面他想起了神的恩典。
Just like the hymn that we sang earlier.
就像我们之前啊所唱的这首诗。
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin.
这个神的恩典呢超越了我们所犯的罪。
Because of this,
就是因为如此
he had hope.
他心里有了指望。
God gives us the Holy Communion to do exactly the same thing.
那神设立圣礼也是为了要做一样的事情。
God gives us the Sabbath day to do exactly the same thing.
那神设立安息日的目的也是如此。
We all know about the looking back part of Holy Communion.
我们都知道回顾啊，这个圣礼在回顾的时候在回顾什么？圣餐礼啊，在回顾的时候在回顾什么？
But let's look at the part that says about looking forward.
可是我们现在来想一下说那往前看那是要看什么。
Let's look at Matthew.
我们翻开这个马太福音。
Matthew 26.
马太福音26章。
Verse 26 and 29. Verse 26 and 29.
然后26节和29节。
To 29. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body.Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink all of it, drink from it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom. So on the one hand, we remember the Lord's death. On the other hand, we look forward to the kingdom of God where Jesus will drink with us again.
所以在回顾的时候我们纪念耶稣的死可是在向前看的时候我们希望将来跟主耶稣一同吃喝
Brothers and sisters, if we know the significance of the Holy Communion, it should give us strength.
那我们知道说这个圣餐礼的功能呢会让我们重新得力
In the broken body of Jesus.
那是透过这个耶稣
We see how much love he has for us.
那我们也由此知道说耶稣多爱我们
In the shed blood of Jesus.
那也是因为他为我们流血。
We see the totality of our forgiveness.
那我们看到说这个完全的赦免。
And therefore we have hope.
那所以我们会有指望。
We look forward to the time when we see Jesus again and we drink it anew.
那我们向前看的话，我们就会希望说，直到我在我父国里同你们吃新的那时候。
Paul understood this perfectly. Paul.
那使徒保罗。
He understood this perfectly.
那他也知道这样的事情。
That's why he wrote to the Corinthians.
所以他写信给哥林多教会。
As often as we eat this bread or drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
所以当我们这个吃喝这个主的肉跟血的时候，我们要持续不断的做，直到他来的那日。
每当我们吃这杯吃这饼喝这杯的时候，我们表明主的是直到他来。So it'sLooking backwards, but also looking forward until he comes again.
所以我们回顾的同时也向前看。
The same goes with the Sabbath day.
那一样的道理在安息日也是如此。
Look at Hebrews 4.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Sabbath day is remembering creation, is remembering deliverance according to the Old Testament. Okay. Sabbath day is to remember creation. That's what Exodus says.
那在守安息日的时候是要纪念主的创造在出埃及记的时候有提到
Deuteronomy says is also to remember his deliverance from Egypt
那生命记里面有提到说要记得这个神的拯救
This is to look back
这个就是要回顾
We look back at our deliverance from spiritual Egypt
所以我们回顾我们以前从这个属灵的埃及里面出来
But we also look forward
可是我们同时要向前看
Hebrews 4 Hebrews 4.
希伯来书第四章
Verse 9.
第九节
There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. So, the Bible tells us that there is something that we are looking forward to, the eternal rest in heaven.
那这个圣经跟我们说我们也有一些在东西值得我们来向前看就是说有一天这个神的安息。
Our eternal Sabbath.
是这个永恒的安息
in heaven
是在啊在天上的
Revelation 14 verse 13 says
那在启示录十四章啊十三节
he says blessed are those who die in the Lord
那边提到说在主里死的是有福的
because they rest for their, from their labors
因为他们息了自己的劳苦
and their works follow them
然后做工的果效也随着他们
so every time we come to observe the Sabbath
所以我们每次在守安息日的时候
We must look forward to our eternal Sabbath in heaven.
那我们要向前观看啊啊，去期盼这个啊未来永恒的安息日。
We must hold on to this Sabbath day as a covenant.
那我们必须啊抓住这个安息日，因为这个就是啊像约一样的。
Jesus says, "This is the new covenant in my blood. That's Holy Communion."
那也就是说，这个圣礼就是我与你们立的这个约。
The blood.
还有这个哦，这个
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
这个杯跟这个饼，就是我与你们立的约。
Likewise, the Sabbath day is a covenant.
那一样的道理，安息日也是主与我们立的约。
And it is a covenant of salvation.
然后这个就是一个救恩的约。
Look at Isaiah.
我们请翻开以赛亚书
，verse 56，
五十六章
，verse 1
第一节
and two,
还有第二节
Keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and to keep his hand from doing away evil. Here he says, Blessed is the man who keeps the Sabbath. Why? Because my salvation is to be revealed.
那这里说啊，遵守安息日的有福了
Because my salvation is about to be revealed.
因为神啊的这个救恩已经要来了。
So who says Sabbath day has nothing to do with salvation?
所以谁说这个安息日跟救恩是完全没有关系的
？And later on he says.
然后之后有神又提到
verse 6,
第六节
the last part.
那后半部
Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and hold fast my covenant.
那这里提到说，凡守安息日不干犯又持守他的人。
This is our covenant with God.
这个就是我们跟神所立的约。
A covenant is always for the future.
那我们所立的约，为的都是未来的啊。
It's forward-looking.
我们是要向前看。
So these are the five basic doctrines of the true Jesus Church.
所以这个就是我们真耶稣教会的五大教义。
Like a garment without holes.
Garment without holes. 就像这个
天衣无缝
啊，天衣无缝。
Like the ark.That is waterproof.
就像这个方舟啊，它是防水的。
Nothing is superfluous and nothing is lacking.
然后没有太多，也没有太少。
We thank God for that.
那我们感谢神。
Let us now sing a hymn in closing.
那我们最后一起来唱首诗。
Hymn 18.
我们来唱十八首。